Moody's. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So now, we have quite a group in the boardroom this morning. So where's space yet? There it is. Come on up front, please. Are you saying a perfect podium there? When it comes time for your supporters, anyone that wishes to speak, I'll let you decide which ones.
Okay.
And whatever.
Thank you.
All right, good morning. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to a parole hearing and the intent to be to get taken off from rest.
Yes.
Okay. So would you state your full name and ADC number for the record, please?
Yes, it is Stacy Renard Timms, 045627.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go some information here and I'll check with you every so often about whether I got it right or not. You've been through this?
Yes, I have.
And I'll tell you right now that my thoughts are that since we spent quite a bit of time going over the crime, what happened to you while you were incarcerated and everything else like that, to determine whether or not we were going to grant you home arrest. Since the board granted home arrest, I don't think we need to do too much dwelling on all that. The important thing is now that we decided to give you the opportunity, the important thing being how you've done since you've been out. Takes a lot less time that way, but it's also, I think that's the relevant part right now.
Yes,
I do have to go over some information here, so bear with me and we'll get this done. So, you're currently 55 years old?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're serving 4 concurrent life sentences, 2 for armed robbery and 2 for aggravated assault. All 4 were classified as dangerous and repetitive. And they were committed while you were on a release status. So that evaluated up and makes the longer sentences. There were also 3 other sentences that ran concurrent to life sentences. One for armed robbery, which is 15 years, 9 months. One for first degree burglary, which was 11 years and 3 months. And one for aggravated robbery, which was 11 years and 3 months. Now, those have all expired.
Yes.
You appeared before the board 8 times, and on January 17, 2018, the board granted you home arrest, and you were finally released on March 5th, 2018.
Yes, sir.
And so you've been out 5 months.
Yes, sir.
My memory doesn't serve me that well, but have you been restricted on driving?
Yes, I've been restricted on driving.
Okay, so you're not riding yet?
No, I'm not driving yet.
Just going out there, riding around, getting EMAs by change?
No, just holding on to the seat, you know?
Okay. Quite a bit of difference.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes,
it is. Why don't you kind of tell us what's been going on, what you've been doing since you got out?
Yeah, well, the first thing was, just getting acclimated to the new surroundings, and after so long, it was a little adjustment, but as time started progressing, over 3-4 weeks, I started to, get my bearings on things, and after that, I got enrolled in the MRT class down at the parole office. I got a job. I've had a job since May. And since then, I started out in the halfway house. I did that program very well, I made it through there without any infractions. Also, I moved in with my fiance, which is Valerie Capono, and we've been in this spot since, May 24th, I think it was May 24th. We moved into our apartment. We've been there and living and doing our thing and, paying bills and, all of this is new to me. It's something that I, when I went in as a youngster, it was, you know, this is something that I didn't even really know what it meant, but now that I'm out and, you know, having this new experience, this life is like a whole new experience for me after just 29 years. And I just have to say, you know, I embraced it. I embraced it. I mean, coming from where I came from and after so long of a time, I relished the opportunity to, you know, to enjoy life, to wake up every morning, to, you know, to appreciate the things that I took for granted over all these years. And, you know, it's just so inspiring. And I see people that are, you know, just so disgruntled with, you know, their conditions and this and that in life. But I got to say, honestly, every day I wake up and I am overjoyed with, you know, to go out just to look up and see the sun, just to, you know, just step out into the backyard, or, you know, just to breathe good air. You know, it's just a whole new experience. And I've embraced it very well. I attend all my classes. I stay out of trouble, drug free. I don't indulge in any drugs, or I don't smoke anything. I just try to, you know, just live within, you know, the realm of, you know, that what I, you know, I embrace it, which is the happiness that I feel. You know, it's really good. I have to say, it's really
good. So when you got out, you had minimal work running.
Yes.
And so in life, I want you to be doing some shopping.
Yes.
Do you have any home shirts in here?
You know, I think I've been closer. I get to see, I've worked in the cell, like that section, when I get to that section, I really want to see what colorblind.
There's a lot of folks out there when I'm out there, especially around the bright color. They're usually a little brighter.
That's right. That section is out there. Exactly. Yes, but I see this thing that I'm getting ready to go.
We had a room like this for a dinner one, and his brother came in to speak for him, right? Oh, and I don't remember what anybody does for a wedding, but their uniform out there, wearing shirt, it's a construction kind of thing, and so we kind of, so we got Joel and everything going on. And being nice like this, so that's probably the usually got a lot of nerves coming in here. So we try to get some levity in here. Things are way too serious.
Yes, no, I agree. So. You know, people, you know, their life is serious. You know, you don't have to take it that way. You know, you don't have to. You know, everything doesn't have to be, you know, just absolute. You know,
right.
There's always room for, you know, a little wiggle here, a little wiggle there. You know, you don't take everything, you know, at face value. You know, you have to really just, you know, take it in and take it in. Put in your own perspective, and pick the good in and keep it, and get the bad out the way. You know, don't dwell on it. I don't dwell on anything. I embrace it. You know, I embrace life now. You know, it's something that before, you know, I used to, you know, do what I did, you know, into the wrong thing. I was out there, you know, doing ripping and running, and during all that time, I realized that I was always under stress. I was always under some sort of a stress. You know, I always felt someone was looking over my back. I had to look over my back to see what was coming, whatever direction. I don't have that anymore. I just go out every day knowing that I'm doing the right thing, I'm walking the right path, and it's really enjoyable. It's really gratifying.
The story about you and your fiance and your housing is kind of touching, but it's also commendable in the fact that, you know, that kind of relationship, and that's what you're in for, is to be able to live together. That's a big temptation, and I can say without, if you're not thinking, you can have a lot of home zone violations, you know, because of the situation until you finally did get together,
right.
And you managed to avoid those, so, you know, that's very commendable. And congratulations on your success there, and the fact that you found a good woman.
Yeah, oh yeah, she, I met her in 2015, you know, we've just been pals, and you know, I met her to a friend that was her best friend, and her husband was locked up with me. And I met her, we just pen pals, somebody to write, you know, because I've been so long without, you know, having contact with the outside world. And so we just started writing, and, you know, it turned into something. And after a while, it was visits, and then it was, you know, and we made a decision. And it, November of 16, November 18, 2016, that we was going to we'll become a couple, and, you know, it was, you know. And she's, you know, she's my backbone. She's really shown me a lot. She inspires me in a lot of ways, and, you know, I just really appreciate it.
That can be a really tough situation, I'm sure.
Yes.
Even as a pen pal, it's not quite the same as being able to sit down at the kitchen table and talk to each other. You know, all that kind of thing. So that's really, what kind of work do you do?
Let me get to call out, you know, I started out as, you know, just, you know, I'm really doing good. I mean, and I got letters from my employer, who has also got letters from the Southwest Trucking. And they accepted me to come to the Southwest Trucking once I'm able to drive, so I can take the 4-week course and be able to go through the driver's test. Because I have a cousin, Lamont. He's supposed to be, he owns his own business in Queen Creek, and he owns like 8 trucks or so. And he wants me to come and, you know, drive, help him in his business. So, you know, I'm looking forward to just, you know, the experience of just, you know, learning something new and doing something positive in my life.
You give up all that heat and sweat and humidity from the car wash to get in a truck with air
conditioning. I'm climbing up there now. I'm not that young roof that I used to be.
If you keep up in the car wash, you're doing pretty good.
I still feel pretty good. My health is good, you know. Had a few problems, but I'm doing pretty good.
Well, the mental attitude makes a little difference, too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And, I go around with people, you know, in the mornings, and they say, hey, have a good day, buddy. I woke up this morning, and there's nothing around over me, so I'm glad to get a day. Just wake up and get up, and
it's late. Exactly.
And there's much better days for you now since you're out of prison.
Even when I was in the halfway house and I was really restricted, more restricted there, and still every day I was able to just walk out the back door, just go, you know, look up at the mountain or, you know, look whichever way I want to look and just, you know, just enjoy just walking around without, you know, look at what's coming from this way, that way, and it just, you know.
Good to have change between you and
me. Right, it's liberating. It's really liberating. You know, I
bet when you buy your own house, you don't have chain link fence.
That's right. Well, you know what? You better go good right through that. That's it. You get up. You better report that.
Yeah, there's not too much of that left around anymore, but.
I used to do that too when I was younger.
So what size trucks are those?
Those are semis.
Big semis. Oh, okay. So you got to get a ship from CDL?
Yes, I do. I went to the Southwest Trucking. When I first got out, I went down to Southwest Trucking and applied and for the program. And I went through the DES, the vocational rehab, to apply for the grant. And then I'm also approved for the grant. And so.
That's good.
I've got
2 sons that drive trucks, so they used to be called non-delete now, it used to be a craft.
Okay, right.
Okay, we'll be back out on the highway, everybody wants to stay away from them. You get to drive a lot, you know, so new people come up, and they become zipping up, and then all of a sudden they'll slow down, because they're afraid they won't get hit by them, but they take 10 times as long to get past that center line as you would normally because
they're afraid.
Why do you want to be there that long if you're afraid of it?
It's like, if he turns and then you're here, you know, like, there's that sort of thing.
That's when you kind of,
oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't suggest anything like that. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. It's written out.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. So, Mr. Timms, have you been able to do anything about addressing your restitution that you owe?
Yes, I actually made an attempt to do it, and I talked to my parole officer, and the sort of conversation it was that it was to pay, but it was just, they didn't say to what, so I brought to attention my parole officer.
Okay.
And he said to just wait till he checks into it and find out exactly of what I need to do.
Okay, yeah, because it usually happens after you're released and, you know, you obviously have a job.
Yes.
So you have some income, and then you can start working on that. Okay, that was my main question. Thank you, Ms. Cook.
Mr. Gunther? Wow. We covered
it up. Looks like the
person who was alive, and I got me doing a really good job if they don't have any questions.
You're asking the right questions.
Well, okay, so why don't we at this time give the floor to your supporters that would like to speak? Like I say, you can decide who and what order, and we'll just go with it, okay?
Okay, thank you. Let me I'm going to pick Valerie. She's going to be, this is my fiance, and she has more to say than anybody.
Oh, you put her under the gun, baby.
Hi there. I just wanted to...
when you give this place your name, please.
Oh, yes. My name is Valerie. And I reside with Stacy at our address. And I just wanted to let you guys know that in the earlier conversation where he was explaining to you how we met, and I wasn't sure what to expect, although I thought I knew him very well. But it's kind of hard to know exactly what you're going to get in the physical versus writing letters or even just writing to you to go visit. But Stacy is everything that he explained to me that he was, and nothing else. If anything, it's much better because now I have a cleaning partner, and we won't talk about cooking, but he's a great domestic partner, and he's just doing really well, and he amazes me because, you know, I've heard that people who have been incarcerated for such a long period of time, it takes them time to adjust and acclimate to their surroundings. Whatever you do, don't take them to the mall. He did amazing at the mall. He's just friendly with everybody, and his positive outlook on everything is, you know, he's just kind of jumped leaps and bounds since he got home. So I'm really looking forward to him being able to drive, and, you know, him having this device on his ankle kind of still limits him to the things that he can do. I work for Boat Rehab, and in the couple months, the first 30 to 40 days that he was home, he applied for Boat Rehab, and since then we did get his results of that. He is not eligible as a priority one. They put him in a priority two, which means that he'll go on a wait list, and then slowly they'll start taking people off of this wait list. But in the meantime, he's going through an Arizona at Work program where they will help him pay for his schooling at Southwest Trucking. We've also been in contact. Like he said, he's already met with John Figueroa at the trucking place, and they're just waiting for him to show up. But that's just kind of, you know, more time that he has to dedicate. Not because he can fit it into his schedule. It's just obviously much easier to do the things that you need to do and get the things that you need to get done without being under so much supervision. So I just wanted to let you guys know that he's doing an amazing job, he didn't mention this before, but I will talk to him about it. I have a question for you. Does he have, is he eligible for like an absolute discharge? Is that?
Have to look and see how it came in. Normally, that is one of the choices. But it's made available. And the hope would be that eventually, I mean, I don't see the particular form, but I'm sure there's all three. But it would be, you know, right before or after the discharge from the home rest is what we're going to look at.
Okay.
eventually he'll be able to, you know, say, okay, I'm ready to come back and say, I've been on for all this long, I've been doing a wonderful job. And that's where the process goes.
Oh, okay, so it's something that happens through a process?
Right, right.
It isn't anything that he's eligible to request for today?
Well, it's one of the choices we have.
Oh, okay.
At this point in time, that's not one of the things I would consider, and I don't believe my fellow board members would either at this time. One of the problems is, you know, as he stated, he has been in prison for a long time, and he's very young, very young, very fortunate enough to be in there to survive, and when you get outside the fences, it's a whole lot different, and I mean, for many, many, many reasons. So the idea with home arrest is it's a very tight control, but he's outside the walls. And he's still an inmate, and you know, has to follow more rules and regulations than regular, but it tends to keep things from going too fast. Too many people out there, and you know, they really have that intention. And they're very good people at this point in time. They're really, really motivated, but they want to go too fast. And you're out there on a regular parole right out of prison, and they go out and make major mistakes. And that's the idea of this, is it keeps a little tighter control on them, gets them more acclimated, and then once you show them, okay, I can do this, then we would normally move them to a regular parole. And they don't have that track of life. That's, the trucking company doesn't want to deal with that either, because to follow that itinerary, they don't know exactly what street the instructor is going to have him turn the next time, and be able to anticipate his problems and, you know, and breakdowns and all that stuff, and without the adding monitor, they go out and do their things, you know, not do anything wrong, but they do their thing and teach him how to drive.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Any questions for me? Okay. Thanks very much. Will anybody else going to come up here and tell us, expound on the
long-time friend,
on the greatness of Mr. Timms today?
Good morning, board.
It's been like, I'm just here in support of Stacy, and I'm going to ask for, Donald Stewart.
Okay.
And what I am going to ask for is to let him have a little bit more freedom, because I really believe in this board, because 20 years ago this board had gave me a chance. And I'm proud to say that I have not seen none of y'all since then, just like I promised. I've been working here ever since. And this is like a brother to me. And ever since he's been home, he's inspired me even more. Even though I've been working, you know, ever since then, I think I got out. In 4 days, I had a job, and I promised you guys that. And I did what I'm supposed to do. You guys gave me the chance, and what I'm here this morning is to give him a chance, because they do work. These people can go through 20-some years and get out and do the right thing. And I have never come in front of this board and talked for anyone. And I know a lot of people. But this one, I believe in it. I just cold-heartedly believe in him, I believe in myself, and I know he's ready. I really do. I just got a lot of confidence in him. Like I said, this boy did give me a chance. And I've been blessed for 20-some years. And I know he got in because I do talk to him from time to time on the phone. We go to church together. Even though I don't see him, he's in Tucson and Phoenix, but I talk to him Sunday morning. He's going to church, I'm going to church. I talk to him in the middle of the week, he's going to work, I'm getting off work. You know, we just say positive things. He just keeps me, and I tell him all the time, bro, you keeps me like, you keeps me fired up, you know what I mean? Besides my family, and his family is just like this. We got a strong backbone, and that's what we need. And it's a lot of us don't have what he got. And that's what helped me. And today, what I see, he got the same thing I got. So whatever this board can do, give him a little bit more freedom. He will not let you down, just like I have. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any questions? I would like to commend you on your success. one. That's one of the things we try to do by, you know, with what's been out of him, the one who has been through, and kind of transition people back, and too often they, you know, get out on their release and they're back in for locations and everything else, and it's a shame, but it's really heartening to see somebody that's a success, that's made a better life out of it.
I bought a home house, I got a truck, camper, all from working, all from the last 3 years, and I know we can do it too. And like I said, I know a lot of people, and they ain't never bothered to come and try to speak for anybody or anything. I just know that this person who I'm speaking for deserves it. And he will not let you down.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
My niece,
hi, my name is Brittany Timms. When Stacy went in, I was only like 3 or 4, so I have no memories of him. And when we came to his original hearing, like seeing him on the TV was like amazing. It was like seeing a legend. This is somebody that my grandma, I would watch her cry over never being able to see him, and she did it. She passed away before he could get out. But I also want to ask that if he can't be fully released, if he can definitely get a little bit more freedom. He's the oldest Tim's relative right now that I know of, so he's like our family backbone. Just since having him out, he's been like the most positive person I've ever met. Like, there's definitely been some roadblocks along this way, and you know, just being able to call him for advice. And he has like the most positive outlook. He never dwells on anything, and he always sees the positive out of every situation we've dealt with as a family. So it's been really neat to be able to call up on my uncle and get his perspective on things. And you know, you can drive through the car wash and just see him actually working, and you know that he appreciates every day. And you know, being around him brings joy to all of us, just seeing how happy he is. Like, literally in our family, we look at him as a legend because he's been behind those walls for so long. So these last few months, I'm like, we were just so happy the last time we left him. We, you know, this is a great thing that's happened in our family. We lost both his parents have passed away, so we now can only go to the cemetery when allowed. So we haven't all been able to meet up over there. I'm getting married next month, and I would love for him to be able to be there for us. This is going to be like a big family gathering, so it would just be amazing if he could actually be there and celebrate with us, and you know, be able to even just come to my house if he wants or something. So it's just been amazing having him out and being able to actually touch him and call him up whenever you want to speak to him. That's all I wanted to say.
I would imagine saying that he's like a family legend. It's kind of like the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Literally, because this is, you know, somebody we've heard about, we've only written letters, and now that he's actually out, it's like, wow, you know, like, never had a hug that strong before, and like I said, he's like the most positive person, so it's, he brings a light when he's around, and you know that he appreciates being free now, so it's like the days are always sunny when you're around them.
It's always really, really good to see this much family support. That's a lot of people in prison that when they're young, they don't have any families. And you know, that's part of what leads them down the wrong path. So it's very important now. He's been there, done that, and doesn't want the orange t-shirt that says that. It's very good to see the families, and it's family support, and strong family support, not just made up. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Bill. My name is Victor Perkins. Miss Stacy is my cousin. It's good to have him back, of course. You know, he's did what he's had to do. He's showing a lot of improvement, a lot of good grace. He's just real positive. He's got a lot of positivity in him, and he's ready. to actually make this step. I own a trucking company, and I want to employ them. Of course, I do need drivers. It's really hard to find good quality drivers. And it's continuing to be an issue with drivers in the trucking industry now. A lot of the guys that we're getting out there are young and inexperienced drivers that are much too aggressive. Him being older, I think he's going to give me a big hand in what I need as far as respect. You have to have respect for these big trucks out there. And, of course, the drivers have to have respect for the cars in the motorfields. So, to have him out there, I think is going to be a plus for me. I've got another cousin also that I'm trying to bring this way to join me. I'm growing, I'm getting bigger. We've been in the valley now for about 9 years. And we're moving forward. So, of course, I'm looking for great drivers. I offered him an opportunity to come to work for me, and I'm looking forward to it as soon as possible for him to be able to get his life started and as well help me to build. So that would be great if we could make some progress on that. I'm looking forward to it. We are moving forward. I've got a lot of business going on right now. We do a lot of work for Freeport, McMoran Copper and Gold. So we haul for the mines back and forth. I also have got some contracts with Viathan, Vulcan, gravel, sand and gravel. So there's a lot of work being done there. And I do have available trucks right now, at least two trucks that are available, and just looking for drivers. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to make some kind of advancement toward it, get them started as soon as possible, as soon as you guys see fit for him to be able to do that. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good thing, I think. I think he's ready, and I'm going to be right there with him. So we'll walk together through what we're gonna do here. So hopefully we can make some rounds.
So you're dirt haulers.
Yeah, we are dirt haulers. Absolutely. We haul carbon concentrate, as a matter of fact, is what it is. It's the raw material from to haul the copper for copper.
I was saying that years ago when I was a commercial vehicle inspection certified by DPS, but I was an accident reconstructionist.
Oh, wow.
And I learned a lot about being really semis and everything. And you have to have. It's like a rattlesnake.
As long as
you have respect for it, you're not going to get hurt.
But that's right.
But there's too many out there who don't have that respect.
They don't. And with his demeanor, I could see him being a great driver. He'd be a good driver to have on my crew. Because I'm looking for it. I'm not looking for someone that's aggressive.
Right.
Because that causes problems that I don't need. So I need someone that has the poise, and I think he has that. I think with his demeanor and just being behind the wheel, being out here to be able to be a part of life again, I think is a big plus for him.
Do your trucks have GPS tractors too?
We have to have ELDs, the new logging devices. Oh, two of them do. The two newer trucks have them. Now, anything after 2000 doesn't necessarily have to have the GPS or the ELD, but we still have to keep a paper log plus a company log.
Right.
So we
still
have to,
Yeah, I know that was just kind of a little joke there about you get off the
manual.
You have got a whole lot of room with that truck.
This is a huge one. That is true. Yeah, on my trucks, they're the Peterbilt 379s. These trucks are a little bit older. I'm not going into the newer stuff yet. I want to run these as long as I can.
Yeah.
And get as much as I can out of them. Being dirt and being able to work for companies like Bucine or Blue Corp contracting. A lot of those dirts are going to be on the trucks are going to be on the dirt. They won't they'll be continuously on belly dump or end dump or whatever, and that's what we pull right now, end dump, but we do also pull flatbed. So everything I do right now is local.
Right.
Either from here to Tucson, or most of the mine stuff is out of Baghdad, Arizona, up to Miami Globe, and then we've got Tucson, Sarita, Duval coming up to Globe. So everything is going to Globe. Chino, New Mexico, everybody is dealing with Globe. So Freeport, Mecklenburg, is all.
They own it. Well, and it's local too, so he's not.
Well,
the issue is meeting the state.
Right.
You know, it's Wildland Globe can't do without permission.
Right.
And, you know, every station drives, you don't want to have to.
That's right.
And they have everyone so he can drive across.
Right, because they're going to talk about that scale.
Yeah. So
he's going to check in each state that he goes to.
Right.
But no, I want to keep it local right now. I don't want to do with any over-the-road stuff until I can upgrade my equipment. More equipment makes it a lot more easier for us to, you know, to be able to work and safely.
And if not, a truck driver out there will admit that he's got newer equipment and things old and worn out, and unless he owns it.
Yeah,
if you just ride for you, you don't have anything.
That's right. That's right. And I thought about that because all my stuff is paid for and it's owned. But I want to start bringing in newer trucks now.
Right.
I've looked at a 2017 Kenworth. Really interested in that truck. It's a really nice truck. Day cab. It's not a sleeper truck.
Right.
So there again, it's not able to travel long distance. Well, he's able to travel long distance.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to keep him.
I'm just glad I don't have to fill out driver log all the time. I used to have to decipher those things.
Well, you know, Garmin has got out the new ELD system that works real well.
Really?
Yeah, Garmin has this out, and it's really nice.
Yeah.
I just looked at it not too long ago at the truck stop, so.
Well, he's going to have, working for you, he's going to have some interesting times, because a lot of technology that wasn't even here when he went in, and
yeah,
have to figure it out.
You know, I mean, I'm sure he's doing pretty well with that cell phone. I don't see why you couldn't do good with a little cheap.
Well, it's one of those things I've been trying to get used to the stuff, and I'm very aware that it came out. Now, if he goes from whatever he's phone or something, that he doesn't even have to tell, all he's got to do is talk to us and he can make a
call. This is true. This is the way of technology right now, and it's hitting the trucking industry with a great impact.
Yeah,
it is. It really is. It's a real big shortage in trucking. And they're expected to, they're saying that in a couple of years, about 500,000 nationwide. This is according to them, I don't know for sure, but this is what they're saying. That's what everybody's talking about.
All righty. Well, is there any questions for the board? Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good morning, pal.
Good morning.
I'm Martin Chandler, Stacy's younger brother, even though he didn't look like it. I'm here today to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on home arrest instead of in prison. Now I'm here to ask for the opportunity for him to be on regular parole and for him to actually be discharged, which I know is a process, you know. I've been, you know, through the system myself before, and I've never looked back from the positive changes that I made. I worked with my brother at a hot steam car wash, you know, but it's a joy to see him being so humble and then to, you know, do their tour day to day with a smile. They got him leave the car alone. The one, that's the first place the people see is his face. Come on, come on, you know, and a lot of people, you tell them this way, they turn that way. So it takes a lot of patience, you know. And, you know, it's just like the movie Car Wash, really. You know, there's a lot of different characters show up, a lot of different attitudes. And, you know, days are hot and long, but, you know, we do it, and we pull together. And it's, you know, it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to work with my brother, to see him grow and change and accept things, you know, as life throws at him. You know, I'd like him to be able to, you know, there's a store right next door to him. He can't even go over the wall and go get a soda, or, you know, just look in and see what's on the shelf because of the anchor bracelet. But I know it's a process, and today, you know, I'm hoping and praying that, you know, you can give him a little bit more freedom. to where, you know, he's able to, you know, embrace this world fully. You know, like, hey, man, I need to take a breather. Let me go walk around the corner. Let me take a bike ride. He rides a bike to work sometimes, and, you know, you can see his joy, you know what I'm saying, his face, to be able to just move like this. And I know it would be even a greater joy to him to be able to drive, to have his own license, you know, to be, hey, I'm going to go here. I ain't got to wait. You know, I ain't got to wait for the SunTrans bus to come. You know, I can get out here. I got a license with my picture on it. Here's more credentials in order to, you know, boost his career in trucking. And I'm praying that, you know, he's able to be able to do it today. And I would like to thank everyone for their time and your consideration.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, it's your turn again. If nobody else is talking, you have to come back.
Let the PO on the line.
Okay, what? All right, so we're done with your supporter now. Okay. So we'll let your PO talk and see if he shoots you down or builds it up. All right, done. I lost my paper.
Mr. Keene.
Officer, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're Officer Wynn?
No, Keene.
Keene, okay. See, I knew I had it back there somewhere in my mind. Officer Keene, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Really good, really good. So, would you like to give us a little report on Mr. Tinton?
I certainly would. As you are aware, have your possession, I submitted you a report, Community Corrections Progress Report for Mr. Timms. To be honest, if I had my way, I would have retitled it How I Succeeded on Home Arrest, because that is the honest truth. He has more than exceeded any of my expectations for any offender on home arrest. And to be honest, I personally believe he is functioning and acclimating better, more to society than some people who are even on general parole with less restriction. He has a tremendous amount of support, as you've seen today, and that support started prior to his release when I first contacted Valerie, and we communicated back and forth quite a bit before he got out, make sure everything was, you know, was good to go and everything was worked out. As it did, he was able to transition from the halfway house to their residence together with no issues at all, which was very good. I was a little worried thinking there might be some home violations there, but he proved me wrong on that one, so that was good. Valerie said, I believe him being a good partner, and from what I've seen, I believe that. I've made multiple visits to his home. I can definitely say he is fully domesticated. Every time I go there, he is doing laundry or housework of some sort. So he definitely makes use of all the time he has. He is very, very good with his itinerary. All his requests are suitable. There's nothing ever outlandish on there. He doesn't waste time. He got that job very quickly at the car wash. After his interview, I had to contact the employer to make verification. And even after his interview, at that point, they had said they believed he would make a good supervisor. And I was very pleased to understand that he has been promoted to a supervisor starting very soon. I really have no issue with him on parole at all. I believe that whatever the board decides to proceed with this, that his contribution to his family, to society, to his work, to his church, everything will grow exponentially with no issues at all. He's a very well-rounded individual. He's one of the most positive people I've ever met. I actually look forward to seeing him every week. I told him, I said, once he's off parole, I will miss seeing him, because he's one of the most positive people I've worked with, and he is definitely set a very good example for other parolees also. When I get new people on home arrest that are very skeptical about how things are going to go, I use Mr. Toombs as an example of this is what you need to do. This is how this gentleman succeeded at this. He planned ahead, planned well, and even when the situation was good, he continued to look to better the situation as he's done with his employment and things like that. It sounds like his employment is just going to continue to get better from what he had told me, also from what I heard this morning. So really nothing but an extremely positive report for him at this time.
Well, thank you, sir. When you weren't listening, I think you said you were a real taskmaster.
That's possible. Whatever I've asked him to do, he's had no problem doing it. Like was mentioned earlier, he finds the positive in everything. So if I told him I needed him to report to the office at midnight, he would say, well, at least it's cooler out. No complaints from him at all. And also, working with Valerie also as his sponsor has been terrific. Totally easy to contact either one of them, and we are able to work things out really well between us.
Well, you know, we hear this all the time, and unfortunately the board members don't believe it, but on revocation hearings, we always hear how the PO this and the PO that, it's never very good, but we can read the warrants and find and figure out that you guys really work hard to help these people reintegrate. And I'm sure it's a bright spot for you in your career. Anytime somebody comes along and does this well in their transition, because
definitely it's a real uplifting thing actually to see that. That people, so it's all down to the person. If the person's determined to succeed, they will succeed, and he is, like I said, definitely a role model in that area.
Well, that's good. Well, thank you. Any questions from any board members? Okay. You're welcome to hang up and go about your daily business, or you can stay on the phone until we're done here, whichever you prefer.
I'll stay on the phone.
Okay, good. We won't take much longer.
All right, thank you.
We'll be done with Mr. Tins here pretty soon. Well, sir, we have all that, and we are nearing the end of your hearing. We had a verbal discussion, made a couple of minutes to make a determination. Before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like, or we can just go at it, whichever you want.
Well, I just like to say that I appreciate this opportunity to be able to come in front of this board and to plead my case and my situation. And I just say that I'm looking forward to further exceeding and excelling in my life. I look forward to being able to do the things that that I've thought about all these years. I've thought about. Ever since I got the plan in my head to go out and got it, that light came on and said, it's time. All of that, it's for naught. It didn't mean nothing. And you can either dwell on it or you can move forward in life. And with a different perspective and a different outlook on life, I know that I can excel and move forward in life. And I just want that opportunity. And I just feel that I'm ready and. There's nothing holding me back but the blue sky and yourself, and I'm ready to exceed that.
Well, that sounds good. Okay, I thank you very much for that. The board is going to go into discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. Some of us have a bad habit of turning and actually talking to the audience, which we're not supposed to do.
Right.
Have you stay up front and have a seat, and we'll have a discussion, make a decision, and we'll get back to you in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
What is now in discussion? This is actually for the work I really enjoy doing, because restoring the faith in the system and restoring the faith in people. When you see family come together like this, and you see a gentleman like Mr. Tim that's bound and determined to overcome all the adversity he's had in his life and all the years he stayed in prison. And it sounds to me, of course, the first thing I did was a big stack of letters and everything that I could put on the top of my packet, and I didn't have to read all the way through everything to get a good picture about Mr. Timms, because all this paints a very, very nice picture. All the words of commendation from bosses, and this one's from the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, and amongst a lot of other things here. I think that Mr. Timms is ready to move forward in his life. He's now 4 or 5 months. And then exemplary, and when you're people talk about being made like that, it's really heartening, and makes it a lot easier to make decisions with his the possibility of learning to drive the big trucks and getting CDL, and they'll be able to work with his cousin in that business that's growing. The ankle bracelet is just totally eliminates those possibilities right now. I would be in favor of any way of going to Mr. Timms at this time. Any discussion?
I agree.
Okay. In that case, I am going to move to grant Reverend Boyd deny him rest or actually discharge at this time, but grant Reverend Boyd to Mr. Timms so that he can get out of that bracelet and move on with his. At this time, I don't want to call it rehabilitation, I just call it more reintegration with society. I think he's pretty well rehabilitated, just needs to reintegrate. So that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Rittenhouse. So you're going to have to follow all the mandatory DOC conditions and sanctions. But we're going to show you the alcohol use, and drug tests, and alcohol tests. I don't think this one applies to you if you're reported. And I'm not going to mark that you can't operate a motor vehicle. And of course, as well, there's no contact with victims or families. And you must pay restitution.
Yes.
But if he has figured out exactly what and who and how and all that, I thought, a lot of those restitution orders aren't, it's clear as how much and who you have to pay to, but how it's all done. And we're going to go through court order and everything like that. So, and there will be no change on housing or anything else like that. Those are everything else that you can go and things should be added on that condition. So. Okay, so sir, the board has voted to grant you a right of parole.
Thank you.
And that should free you up a little bit. But remember, do everything exactly the same as you've been doing it until the arrangement's been made with people to actually take it off.
Okay.
Because you don't want the alarms and whistles going on. Well, yeah, it's not easy. And I will tell you, we have a lot of people come in that they don't come close to doing as well as you have. And it's not that they're bad people or anything, it's just following those temporary rules can be really, really tough. And especially if you're riding with somebody else, and if you happen to do a ride share in Uber, they pick up a second person, you have absolutely no control over it. And but you know, once you start riding these trucks, you're still going to be able to look and see where they're at.
Yeah, wheels on it.
As you don't do it, I'll go over here and report you to the PLs.
That's right, that's right. I would expect you to.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for appearing today and speaking. There is an inspiration in life to see a family as close-knit as you are. And it's also an inspiration to see that, there are people out there that can change and, you know, they do their bad things when they're young, but they learn their lessons and they change. And, but certainly we see a lot of people, by the time they spend as much time as you have, they're basically the same person they were, you know, 25 years earlier. So,
I still don't get it.
Well, congratulations. We appreciate this role in the hearing, and we thank everyone for being here and participating today.
Okay.
And thank you, Officer King.
Thank you, sir.
All right, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.
All right.